Michelle, this evening I'm going to talk about mind and rebirth and liberation, because all these things are interrelated. Let's start by talking about what mind is, okay? In the Sanskrit word is citta, okay? In Tibetan it's translated as sen. In English we use the word mind, but mind isn't the greatest English word to use to translate it. Because in English, when we say mind, in English we don't really know what mind is, do we? Yeah? If you ever want to see a scientist get confused, ask them what the mind is. They get the jitters. Yeah? We don't have a good definition, you know, for mind in English. And so sometimes we just, you know, think mind is the brain, or mind means intellect, okay? So here, let's kind of leave aside our usual associations with the word mind, and let me give you a definition that we use in Buddhism, okay? So mind is something that is clear and knowing, yeah? It's the conscious part of ourselves, the part that perceives, cognizes, feels, experiences, has emotions, has thoughts, okay? The word mind covers a whole vast array of different functions. When we say that the mind is clear and knowing, that's a way of differentiating it from the body, because the mind is clear in the sense that it doesn't have form. It's not made of atoms and molecules. So from a Buddhist viewpoint, you can't examine the mind itself through scientific instruments, because scientific instruments measure things that are atomic in nature. You know, they measure the functions of atoms and molecules and, you know, electrons and, you know, brain synapses and things like that. But the mind itself doesn't, you know, isn't chemical or electrical. Yeah, it's clear in that it doesn't have a form. It's knowing or aware in the way that it can reflect and engage with objects. Yeah, so the mind is consciousness. It's the thing that makes us alive. You know, we can look at a corpse and something isn't there. You know, I think most of us have had the experience of knowing somebody and then seeing them after they've died, and something's missing when the corpse is there. What's missing is the mind, the consciousness, that part of the person that's aware, that knows and experiences. Okay? So in Buddhism, when we say somebody's alive, what we're doing is we're saying that there's a relationship between their mind on one hand, which is formless, and their body on the other hand, which has form, because the body is made of atoms and molecules. So life is when there's this relationship, this interdependent relationship between mind and body. Yeah. At death time, all that happens is that the continuum of the body and the continuum of the mind just split and they go their different directions. Okay? The body has its continuum in terms of atoms and molecules. It came, you know, where did our body come from? The science has tremendous research on that. Okay? We have our genetic components, you know, the genes and chromosomes from our mother and father. Yeah? So the semen and the egg that came together. And then based on that, all the food, all the nourishment that we've taken since that time, that has served to create this body that we have right now. Okay? So the cause of our body, the substantial cause of our body, is something material. It's the genes and, you know, chromosomes from our parents, and then all the food that we've eaten since then. Okay? Our mind, on the other hand, has its own continuum, and we can trace it back. One moment of mind depends on the previous moment of mind, and the previous moment of mind, and the previous moment of mind. When we get back to the moment of conception, when the mind joined with the fertilized egg, if we ask what caused that first moment of mind, you know, at the time of conception, we say a previous moment of mind. Okay, and that's how we establish rebirth. Mm-hmm. Okay, when we look forward, yeah, okay, if we take the continuum of our body, you know, it had genes and chromosomes and all the food that, you know, so that our body grew, and it's this thing that we see here. When we die, the continuum of our body goes on, and it becomes ashes, or, you know, it becomes, I don't know, the worms have a nice lunch, whatever it is, yeah? But the continuity of our body, you know, it disintegrates into other atoms and molecules. Our body gets recycled in nature. Mm-hmm. The continuity of our mind as we go forward, yeah, one moment of mind leads to another moment of mind and another moment of mind. At the time of death, okay, just as the body didn't cease, it turned into a corpse and had its own atomic continuity, so too the mind doesn't cease, and it goes on, you know, and it goes on into another life in the case of an ordinary being. Okay? So we have this continuity of mind, the mind being something that's clear and aware, that knows objects. Okay? When we're alive, the mind and body have a relationship. Death is simply that their continuities continue, but they go along different directions. Okay? So death, if we see death that way, death isn't such a big thing. Okay? It's just mind and body splitting apart, but they, you know, they both continue. Now, the mind is a very important part of us, okay? But we often neglect it. We don't know very much about it. It seems in our life that we often pay much more attention to our body than we do to our mind. Mm-hmm. Because we get up in the morning, our body gets up, okay? Then the body's hungry, so we have to feed it, right? Yeah. Then we put clothes on, yeah, and we decorate our body. We want to make it look nice. We comb the hair, put on some makeup, put your tie on if you're a guy, you know, whatever it is. We take care of our body. Then we go to work in order to make money so that we can buy things that give pleasure to our body. Isn't it? We need to buy food to nourish our body. We need clothes to protect our body. We need a house and a nice soft bed. You know? So we need money for that. We need medicine because our body gets sick. Yeah. Now also in our modern society, you know, we really like our body a lot. So, you know, you have to go jogging and exercise your body, or go to the gym, or you go to the beauty parlor. You know, get your fingernails painted. You know, you dye your hair some different color. If you have straight hair, you curl it. If you have curly hair, you straighten it. You know, okay, we go dancing so that our body can have a good time. And then at the end of the day, we collapse in bed and we say, happiness. Yeah? So much of our life energy is focused on our body, yeah? But we have our mind, and like I said, we often just totally neglect it and space out about it. And our mind is something that's really, really important. Because if we look closely, it's our mind that experiences the pain and pleasure from the body. Without the mind, if the body gets hit, there's no pain. I mean, a corpse doesn't go ouch, you know, because there's no mind stream there. Yeah. If we look inside, our emotions are a very important part of us, aren't they? You know, our emotional happiness, you know, if we're unhappy, the unhappiness exists in our mind. It's our mind that's experiencing unhappiness or happiness. Okay? It's our mind that experiences love. It's our mind that experiences anger. Yeah? So, you know, all of our emotions, all of our intellect, you know, if you get really excited about learning something, yeah, there's some field that's interesting to you. That's your mind that's interested in that, not the body. Okay? But we very often really ignore our mind. We don't understand it very well. And instead we just run around trying to do everything for our body. So the result of of not understanding our mind very well is that we wind up with a lot of pain and misery in our body and also in our mind. Okay? Because when the Buddha talked, I mean, there's an interesting question first. Why do we have a body? Have you ever wondered that? When you were a kid, did you ever wonder, why was I born? And why was I born me? And why do I have a body to start with? Did you ever wonder that? Yeah? And like, why does my body get sick? It would be so much more convenient if my body never got sick. Yeah, why does my body get old? I don't want that to happen either. You know, why does it get old? Why does it die? Why did it get born in the first place? You know, I think these are very, very good questions and important questions to ask. Well, when the Buddha asked these questions and really looked at his own experience, you know, and looked at the functioning of the body, looked at the functioning of the mind, what he saw was that we take a body because of attachment. We take a body because our ignorant mind clings to a body and thinks that having a body is going to bring it happiness. You know, our mind clings to an ego identity, and having a body is a big part of our ego identity. Okay? Because when we say me, we're labeling me or I, the self, in dependence upon the body and mind. Okay? I mean, that's how you establish the existence of a person, isn't it? There's a body, there's a mind, so we say there's a person, there's an I, there's a self. Okay? Now, when we grasp at that self, when our mind grasps at that self, and thinks that that self is some solid, concrete, personal identity. You know, me. You know how we get that feeling of me? Do you ever get that feeling of me? Like when somebody at work goes, "You idiot!" Then inside, "Who, me? I'm not an idiot." Okay? That feeling of me. Okay, that's the ignorant feeling of me. Yeah? That me that we think exists at that moment, that solid me of, "How dare you call me an idiot, you know? You're the idiot." Yeah. That solid concept of me causes us a lot of problems. Okay? So it's the ignorance in our mind stream that creates this solid concept of me. And then we get attached to me. Okay? I, me, therefore, everything about me is wonderful and important. Don't you feel that way? Well, maybe not everything's wonderful, but everything's important. I mean, I'm the most important one in the world. Who do you think about all day? Yeah. When you woke up this morning, did you think about the people in Afghanistan, your first thought? No. You know, who cares about them? We care about me. Isn't it? Yeah? First thought, morning to night, who did you think about all day today? Yeah? Who did you spend most time thinking about today? This one, right? Me. I'm most important. My happiness is the most important. My suffering hurts the most. Everything about me is the center of the universe. The problem is the universe doesn't realize that. Yeah. But from our view, we feel like we're the center of the universe and everybody else somehow is dumb and doesn't realize that. So we try and correct them. Of course, they don't take to that very, very well, but we keep trying. Yeah.